interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, John, here's a guy that got lucky with the lottery. Not once, not twice, not three times, but four times in Pennsylvania. This guy won a $1 million prize from a scratch-off lottery ticket, making it his fourth major lottery jackpot since 1999. Mike Luciano. I bet he's got some kind of in-kind connection. Something. Mike Luciano of Altoona.
Why? Just because he's got a vowel at the end of his name?
No, because he's won this thing four times.
Oh, okay.
From Altoona. He confirmed he scored a $1 million scratch-off ticket. He bought a $20 scratch-off ticket on January 6th. And he's headed to the Pennsylvania Lottery headquarters again. He previously won $500,000 in January of 2021, a $3 million purse off a scratch-off ticket in 2016, and a $100,000 cash five drawing in 1999. He says after collecting his 2021 prize that his good luck comes from spending a large amount of money. He declined to say how much each week. I'm convinced no one wins this many times without playing more than they should. He says, I'm addicted to it. He cautioned others not to replicate his feat. People shouldn't do what I do. I don't want them to think, I'm not ungrateful. This is unbelievable, but I couldn't be more thankful that it's happening to me. I just don't want other people to think it'll happen to them. Four times.
Yeah.
In the last 20-something years.
Just give me one. Give me one. Okay, we're glad to have you back here in the building and back in the studio after sitting out a week.
I did work, but I just worked from home.
Fighting off the COVID. Nobody said you didn't work. Well, not that I'm going to tell you. You do have some enemies in this building.
Uh-huh.
Not enemies. Suspicious. People were suspect of you, Brad.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm sure at some point you were probably getting a little frustrated and, you had that first positive test and then the next one came back and you felt fine. You were symptom free.
Yes.
You're probably like, gee, how do I, come on? If I could just, I just want to get back into work, beat this thing. Well, you may have been ready to take some desperate measures. There's a guy named Christopher Key who has a website called the Vaccine Police where he collects these different solutions. Now, he is an anti-vaxxer. He gets ideas from some of his friends. And he says drinking your own urine is one way to beat it.
Heard about that.
I don't know if you did. Did you ever get that close last week?
No. Even with Barrett potty training and his little potty day, when he sits on the little toilet, then you lift the bowl out and take it and go fly. I probably had all kinds of chances. But well, I guess it has to be your own urine.
It has to be your own. Okay. You've got to be your own.
Gotcha.
This guy says that the urine cure has been around for centuries. He says the antidote that we have now, that we have seen now, and we have tons and tons of research, he says, is urine therapy. I know it sounds crazy, but guys, God's given us everything we need. This has been around for centuries. Drink urine. I drink my own urine. Mm-hmm. Now go to it. Well, you didn't. Thankfully, you did eventually test.
Luckily, that negative test came around right in time.
Otherwise, who knows what you would have resorted to this week.
John, how about a guy here near Boston? To finish up, I can't believe it's news that almost got a death sentence for a breaking and entering charge. This man and a woman near Boston were caught stealing stuff from someone's house on Saturday afternoon and packing it all into a U-Haul. The guy's name is Joseph Kaler. He's 30 years old. And the owner of the house got home while they were still there and saw Joseph walking through their yard towards the U-Haul. So the cop tracks him down. They take off on foot. They catch the woman, but 30-year-old Joe gets away, taking off running towards a frozen river. And you can see where this is going. They found him near a bridge, but he refused to surrender. So he ran out onto the ice and fell through. It happened to be in a spot where it wasn't that deep, and he could touch the bottom, but he couldn't get out, so they had to rescue him. They tried to throw him a rope, but he wouldn't grab it. He refused to be rescued. And they said, this dude's going to die in the Sacy River if we don't get him out of here. So they had to go help him out. Turned out the U-Haul that they had was stolen. The stuff inside it was stolen. And his drugs were all wet. Those drugs in his pocket.
So how'd they get him out of there? I mean, what did they do to...
It doesn't say. It doesn't say exactly how they got him out of there. But he was refusing to grab the rope. They must have had to send somebody out there after him.
Maybe they just, like a hook, they just pulled him in.